This is iFaith Lesson 74 from the Book of Ruth. Ruth is set in the time of the judges, and yet there's no war or mighty leader rising up to deliver Israel. It's a much more domestic, much more peaceful scene. I've titled this lesson, Walking in Faith or Playing It Safe. As we'll see, Ruth is a great example for all of us, for all Christian men and women alike. I have to give a little bit of the background. There's an Israelite named Naomi. She's from Judah, from Bethlehem. And she has a husband, Elimelech. Elimelech actually means, my God is king. And that's a very nice tie-in to the end of the book of Judges. But because of famine, Elimelech is forced off of his land. And they move. They leave Judah and they go to the nearby land of Moab. Unfortunately, although they have two sons, and those sons marry Moabite women, both of those sons die before they can have children. And Elimelech has also died. I could almost call this talk three funerals and a wedding. There's a lot of sadness, a lot of hardship at the beginning. So both of Naomi's daughters-in-law have no children. Ruth and her sister Orpah are childless, and they've lost their husbands, Mahlon and Chilion, which means illness and come to an end. Very fateful names for her husbands. So Naomi, after all this time, decides to return to Bethlehem, to cross the border and go back to Judah. She knows life will be hard there. It's hard for a widow. She doesn't have many options. And by the way, the book of Ruth, you'll notice, it's not very long, but it's written from a woman's perspective. Keep that in mind if possible. We're going to pick up the story as Naomi is saying goodbye. Goodbye to her daughters-in-law, who are Moabites, her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. And our text is in just five verses from chapter one. Very well-known verses, probably the best known in the whole book. So think of this. You have the mother-in-law, you have the two women, and they're hugging and they're crying, and here we go. At this, they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May Yahweh deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. That's our text. And maybe the most famous line are the words of Ruth's promise, her oath, your people be my people, your God, my God. And she says, may Yahweh deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. This is quite a promise. We note her heroic determination to stay with Naomi, her mother-in-law. That itself is probably worth an entire class, our relationships with our in-laws. But whereas one plays it safe, that's Orpah, the other steps out in faith. That is, Orpah was willing to turn back, to stay at Moab, and hopefully to remarry, to become a wife again. Whereas Ruth's decision is to remain a daughter to Naomi, so to speak. Whereas Orpah only kisses her mother-in-law goodbye, Ruth clings to her. She's holding on to her. One woman joins God's people. The other decides to remain in pagan Moab, Moab where they worship Chemosh. Now, to be fair, the text does not blame Orpah. Orpah's not censured for that decision. So I'm not going to be saying that she did not act in faith. We simply don't know. But we do know that she was playing it more safe, whereas Ruth was stepping out. Now, this is much more than just an emotional attachment to another human being, that Ruth wanted to be with Naomi. Ruth realizes that Naomi's God, Yahweh, is the true God, not Chemosh of Moab, not any of the other gods and goddesses so popular in this part of the world at that time. Ruth takes a stand for the one God, even though in her homeland, many gods were worshipped. She understands in coming to Judah, it's one God, Yahweh, and she makes a permanent break with Moab, a permanent break. I'm very impressed by her oath, because remember, throughout the period of the judges, the Israelites are constantly worshiping Yahweh, then turning away, then worshiping Baal, and it's all mixed together, and it's crazy. And yet Ruth, a citizen of a neighboring nation, not Hebrew, not Jewish, she's the one who's solid in her faith in the one true God, as so many women are in the Old Testament, especially women who are outliers or maybe from other countries. Ruth is actually something like Abraham. Think about this. Abraham left his homeland on faith, Genesis 12. How about you and me? Have we ever left our homeland? Do we understand the courage it can take to leave one's country and culture and connections? That's what Ruth does. And she doesn't give in to fear. She's willing to move to a foreign country to immerse herself in a new culture, in a place where she knows nobody. She has no connections. The only person she knows is her mother-in-law. Ruth's oath is, and I didn't even notice this until this recent time I studied Ruth, it's not that I'll be faithful to you for all of your life, and when you die, I'll be right there with you. She actually said, where you die, there I will be buried. I think she expects to outlive Naomi, but she says, I'm going to be buried there. In other words, it's not just you who are keeping me in God's land with God's people. Even when you die, I'm there. I'm in. Count me in. So she will be richly rewarded. And as we'll see, she becomes a wife. She marries again. She has a child. And she even becomes the ancestor of King David. Now, I want to summarize briefly what happens in the next three chapters. The book is only four chapters. But it turns out that Naomi has a relative on her former husband's side, on Elimelech's side. And because of that connection, and because of the way that the Torah, God's law, provides for widows, provides for families, she's very fortunate. So Naomi and Ruth, they walk back across the border into Judah. They go to Bethlehem. It's the time of the harvest. They're having the barley harvest. And they talk, and Ruth takes the initiative. Now, chapters 2 and 3 both begin and end with Naomi. Naomi is very enterprising here, and she has an idea, and Ruth says yes. She goes into a field. Ruth goes into a field where the Israelites are farming. They're bringing in the harvest. There's a field owned by Boaz. Boaz is a farmer. He's a well-to-do farmer. And Ruth goes there to glean. That is, to pick up parts of the harvest that weren't collected. And they deliberately did not reap at the edge of the field. This was according to the Torah. Still, she had never been in that field before. That's in chapter 2. Now, Boaz is very generous. He gives her a tremendous amount, not just what she collects, he gives her more. She's very successful. And then in chapter 3, a very unusual passage in the Bible, Ruth proposes to Boaz. She asks him to marry her. Again, risking, I think it's very risky. How did she know what he would say? She's definitely not playing it safe, not in going back with her mother-in-law to a new country where she knows no one, not in stepping out into the field and working in the harvest, but even in approaching Boaz and asking him to marry her. remarkable. But what happens is that Boaz says yes. And I know I'm simplifying the story a little bit, but he redeems Ruth. He purchases some land, and Ruth is part of the deal, so to speak, and he marries her, and as a result, any children she has would count for her husband who had died before, for Elimelech. That is, Naomi legally will then have children. And it's not just that Ruth has a child, but there's a little bit of a genealogy here, and that child leads to another child, and generations later, David is born. And of course, through David is born Jesus Christ many generations after that. So the text we looked at today is not exactly a marriage text, though it's often read at weddings, because this promise to be with you and, you know, even death won't separate us. The wording is appropriate. I'm not saying it's wrong to think of it in those terms, but this is a confession of faith. Ruth is not declaring love for her, well, her future husband, Boaz. She's not even met him in chapter one. She's declaring her love for her mother-in-law. And more important, by far, her love for Yahweh, her covenant love for the covenant God of Israel. And like all who come to God in the pages of Scripture, Ruth displays genuine faith, and she acts on it. By the way, she acts on faith, Naomi acts on faith, and so does Boaz, and Boaz redeems Ruth. And there's a lesson there in chapter 4 that, you know, if God redeems the outcast, God has worked it out, not just to help Naomi, but even Ruth. If God redeems this outsider, surely he can redeem you and me. He can bring all outcasts to himself. What challenges me in this passage is Ruth doesn't play it safe. I don't mind taking risks now and again, but overall, I'm a very quiet and conservative person. I like to think things through. I'm not saying that Ruth didn't think things through, but she makes some very courageous decisions. She doesn't play it safe. Neither does Naomi. Neither does Boaz. He acts in faith. So how about me? How about you? It's easier not to share our faith with outsiders, because that way, well, we won't be rejected, will we? It's easier not to take the risk of opening up and giving our heart to someone. It's easier to play it safe because we could get hurt if we open up. It's easier not to make a resolution, not to make a decision in faith, whether it's to build character or overcome a sin or weakness or to do something that requires courage. It's just easier not to make those decisions, because that way we won't fail. But if we play it safe, life will not be as interesting. It'll be more boring. Life will not be saturated with faith, because we're not stepping out. And God wants you and me to step out. And that's why I've called this talk Walking in Faith or Playing It Safe. Let's be like Ruth. Well, this is the last talk in this current unit. In Unit 13, we'll be focusing on the six books of Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, and that'll be bringing us 12 more video sermons. I hope this is helpful to you, and that today you'll think about Ruth, you'll think about stepping out in faith instead of just playing it safe. We have so much to learn about faith, and God's Word, the Bible, gives us everything we need to understand that. All that's missing is our willingness to step out. God bless.